Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Good morning, everyone. This is Saskia Rowell from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you are listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old self and say hello to the infinite potential of your soul, because this show is all about soul. It's about your soul, how you can activate that beautiful potential and bring out your gifts and biggest talents. And today we are so honored. We have an amazing guest, Ken Kosica, who's going to talk about creating the bridge to inner wisdom. So stay with us on Your Soul Guidance. We're live each Wednesday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 Pacific. Let me talk a little bit about Ken. He is an amazing person, and I've had the honor to meet him. Ken Kosica has facilitated and transformed and coached over 100,000 people from all over the world. He is the International Training Director for Instructors of the Silva Method and the work of Jose and Juan Silva since 1971. Ken helps people to discover and apply the practical skills to naturally and easily increase to stay focused, positive, and motivated, in addition to becoming more creative, intuitive in their ability to create solutions and get in the flow. Well, isn't that what we all want, to get in that flow? Ken is one of Silva's international most experienced and respected instructors, and he was handpicked in 1984 by Jose and Juan Silva to serve on the Elite Advanced Program staff, and he has won nearly every award that Silva offers. Ken addresses thousands of men and women each year on the subject of personal and professional development. Ken has this beautiful, easygoing style and a wonderful ability to transform complex information into really easy understand strategies that can create immediate change and results. Welcome, Ken.
Thank you, Saskia. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ken. Ken, I ask all my guests this first question. What happens? We have a soul path that's really calling us forever. And at some point in your life, you open that door and you say goodbye to your, so to say, small self, and you say hello to that beautiful potential of your soul. Has there been like a turning point in your life when that happened?
Oh, absolutely. I would say it was when I first started back in 1971, I was a student at Boston University and not really clear about what I wanted to do other than become an engineer. It seemed like the right thing to do. I was good in math. When I look back on that, there was not much passion or burning desire. It was more, you know, you've got to get educated, get a job, raise a family. And I was actually flunking out of school. By my second year, it was even worse, so I switched to business administration, and I did a little bit better. I went literally from a D minus to a D plus. So I left school after 2 years feeling somewhat discouraged, to say the least. And nothing really special happened other than a dear friend of mine who I would typically be with was going to an introductory presentation on the Silver Method in Staten Island, New York. He invited me. I had no idea where we were going. In fact, frankly, we were going because his sister was dating the instructor. So I'm telling you this because I went in not clear where I was going, what I was doing, other than I was with my friend who I would be with anyway, supporting his sister who wanted us to be there to fill up the room. And I sat there for 2 hours, and by the time the presentation was over, something had shifted inside me. It's as if I had found what I was looking for. But frankly, I had no idea I was looking for anything, and I had no idea at the time what I found. It was very much a kinesthetic experience, a shift in my consciousness. It's like, yes, I wanted this. It's like I was home. And that spooked me at first. That really, I backed off, and I was raised in Brooklyn, New York, and I heard, you know, voices in my head say, okay, what's the catch? What's the gimmick? In fact, when I told my parents about this, my mother turned white as a ghost, took out her rosary beads, and started praying for me.
But what was so special, Ken? What was that like, you know, you felt like home? What happened there?
Well, nothing happened at first other than a feeling of just of direction, of being guided. It's hard to put into words. 3 days later, they actually had a training, a 4-day silver class that I went through. And from the very moment as we began to practice dynamic meditation exercises, as I began to explore inner dimensions of Alpha, it just began to click. I began to increasingly feel at home and comfortable. For the first time in my life, I felt relaxed and at ease. But the pressure was lifting. And then what during the class, so there were common things like being relaxed. I met some great people. It made sense. And the man, his name is Bill Zarek, as he was presented, talked about a vision of a better world. And he talked about finding your truth and accessing your inner, your authentic self. And again, at the time, it's just words to me, but on a kinesthetic level, it made sense. And as we proceeded through the class, on the very last day, because part of the Silver Method is about awakening intuition. It's about personal development. It's about spiritual development. It's about developing skills to navigate life more effectively and get into flow. And one of the highlights of the very last day, and you probably remember it yourself, is that I was asked to sit down to relax myself, enter the alpha state, which we had learned to do in the class. Okay, no problem. And I was given the name of somebody who I'd never met before, had no idea, and I was asked to come up with information about the person, to intuitively come up with some details. And lo and behold, to my amazement, I mean, at first it almost freaked me out. I did it. I was spot on, and I didn't do it once or twice, but 10 times just that day alone. And there were 20 other people in the room doing the same thing.
Oh, I so remember, Ken, because I did it 25 years ago or something. I started it. And for me, it was the most really like literally mind-blowing experience, because I had no idea that we can access that and that we are all connected. And I never forget, I diagnosed people like left and right, and we had to do these readings. You got a name and then tune into these people. And I was so fascinated. I never forget, after I graduated, I went back home and I was so passionate about it. I would sit in my little kitchen. I lived in Houston then. And I would just be part of this healing group and ask for names. And I would just sit there for hours and hours, you know, working on these people and diagnosing people from the distance. And it opened a whole big world for me.
Same here. Wow, it's fascinating to hear your story. It tickles my heart, because it's really the heart and soul of what the Silver Program is about. Nowadays, as you know, it's called Medical Intuitives.
Oh, Ken, I'm just watching the time here, and I would love to talk a little bit more about that after the break. For anyone who you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we have this amazing guest, Ken Kosica, talking about creating the bridge to inner wisdom. And we're just talking about this this beautiful part of the Silva Mind Method where you learn that you can basically tune in because we're all connected. After the break, we'll talk more. Stay tuned.
Saskia Roel came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Everyone, you're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and today we have the honor to talk with our amazing guest, Ken Kosica. Ken, before we go any further, I want to make sure everybody knows how to find you. What's your website? How can people connect? Can you give that to us?
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to. Thank you. It's silvermethodct.com, or in short, Silver Method of Connecticut. That's S-I-L-V-A. M-E-T-H-O-D, C as in Charlie, T as in Tom, so silvermethodct.com. And also, for listeners who may be out of New England, We have classes all over, so on my website, you can have access to an international directory.
Well, I would certainly, for all of you, I have been a Silva method. I'm a graduate, and I know, Ken, that miracles can happen. I mean, it's such an amazing method, and what's so beautiful is that it's not woo or anything. It's just very practical, but you go to the deep, deep levels of your mind, and you are able to get in that space of you have access to our unlimited potential and creating miracles. So I would love to talk about that, Ken, but before we do that, we were just talking about medical intuitive part of the Silva, so I just want to touch on that a bit too.
Sure. Technically, we're not training people to be medical intuitives.
No.
I use that term because there's more precision with this. There's more study of anatomy. There's more collaboration, let's say, with the medical community who might be open to it. It's a very similar process, though. So I use it as a reference point. What really our interest is helping people to awaken this natural ability that we all have. That in fact, there's an interesting quote from John Holland, that intuition is the language of the soul. We're all born aware with a profound sense of inner knowing. It's one of the greatest gifts we possess, which keeps us connected to our higher selves, the universe, and to our divine spirit. I love that quote because when I reflect on it, it's part of what happened to me on a personal level. It's a transformation. And then it's like all of a sudden my life took on meaning. It took on direction. The obvious thing that happened was I began to think, what a way to make a living, helping people and helping people access, their own truth, to help people access their authentic self and to be guided with divine wisdom. And when I went back to school, but I should just say, just on a practical note, I graduated on the dean's list, cum laude, applying what I learned in the silver class as far as accelerated learning techniques, relaxation, even some intuition there, and I was studying much less. Even things like not getting headaches anymore that I used to suffer from, to simple things like turning my mom on, who used to suffer from arthritis, debilitating arthritis in her hands, to severe asthmatic condition. And she went through the training in Brooklyn, and as a result, by applying what she learned, she stopped having asthma attacks. Her hands got back to normal. She was able to go back to work and do a lot of the volunteer work that she did. And those kinds of things really began to inspire me with, wow, we are so much more than what we appear to be. And I think too often people don't give themselves enough credit for who we are in our essence and where we come from. And when we acknowledge that, it's the beginning of clearing a path to the divine. It's the beginning of clearing a path to access that wisdom. I like to call it creating a bridge to inner wisdom that we all possess. It's just that there are obstacles that have been imposed upon us, some of them self-induced, some of them because of cultural conditioning, some of them, there's a lot of reasons that we've all come to realize. We call it programming, and here we are now as adults or young adults unlearning a lot of those limiting beliefs or unlearning a lot of those habits or obstacles that get in the way while we develop new habits and even literally create new neural pathways that allow us to engage with our higher self.
Isn't that so important?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
I so agree with what you're saying, Ken. It's so true. What are those pathways, as you talk about that? Why aren't they good?
You mean the obstacles? I think part of the pathway to the higher...
Yeah, we create these pathways.
Well, some of them are probably obvious to people, and that is distress. We get so busy being busy. We get so busy with the demands of life, earning a living, taking care of our family. We turn on the news, and as we all know, the majority of the news seems to be rather negative and doesn't leave you with the feeling of hope for the future. And those are things that begin to cloud our judgment. Those are things that begin to contribute to negative emotions. And we begin to realize that whatever we give attention to, we give energy to. And whatever we give energy to will begin to grow and expand. And oftentimes, individuals develop selective memory because they're only being negatively reinforced, or they've only got negative feedback, or there's little or no encouragement. And if that happens often enough, it begins to distort the truth. It begins to distort our thinking, and people go into fear, or people go into survival mode, or they're just stressed out. And that in itself is a major obstacle. In fact, in my years of work, in doing this work, just like you, just like all the callers, we're all very intuitive. I don't think of myself as any more intuitive than the other. I've never been comfortable with being in that. However, just like yourself, it's amazing, you know, what we've experienced and what we've come to realize with that. So after all these years, I've observed. I've even had many mediums take class with me, which I find interesting because I'm so practical and so grounded. Not that mediums aren't, but meaning, you know, I'm not a medium. I don't, you know, profess to that. It's not my area of expertise. And yet I find it interesting how over the years, mediums and known psychics or intuitives will come into a silver training with me. And when I talk with them about it, they say because it grounds them. It helps them to put it all together. It helps them to establish a sense of control. If you read Dr. Dean Radin's new book, Entangled Minds, he's made a study of years of our, quote, natural psychics, and how often they lack a sense of control, of being able to turn it on, turn it off.
Yeah.
And that's one of the observations Mr. Silver made in his early research between 1944 and 1966, and he even used people like Edgar Cayce as a model. And the long story short is that he spent 22 years diligently researching with thousands of people, especially young people, children, who were much more open. And then from 66 until the present, we continue to explore and look at, you know, what works, what doesn't. So for myself, as their training director, I've made a number of observations of focusing principles, things that we can do that would help us to clear a path to the higher self and more naturally awaken intuition. And if you think it's a good idea, I'd even like to share some of those with our listeners.
I would love that, Ken. Yes.
Well, for example, I would say number one, I don't have empirical evidence to say this is the most important, but certainly of high value, and that is to have a clear intention, to have a sense of value and purpose. When I first took the silver class, and maybe this happened to you too, Saskia, is that at first I was, oh my God, what did I just do? Are you kidding me? It's like one part of me was saying, amazing.
Yeah.
Another part of me was saying, do I have to do it again?
It is amazing.
Because I didn't know what to do with it. It was out of
it
the realm.
It is amazing. It almost feels...
It's truly a paradigm shift. And when we make a paradigm shift like that, it's not supported. I'm just doing a double check because I hear feedback. Are we okay?
Yeah, we are totally okay, Ken. Keep going.
Because you were breaking up a bit. Excuse me, listeners. So what really helps is having a sense of value or purpose. For example, being a student in school, I'm thinking to myself, wouldn't it be great if I could get through school more easily, more effectively, more efficiently? As I began to look at my family, you know, my mother or people making decisions, it's important that we have a sense of what we're going to do with our intuition, how we want to improve the quality of our lives or for our family or our loved ones. There are countless graduates who have applied their intuition in business to make better decisions, to have a better sense of timing. It's fascinating how so many...
Talking about timing, Ken, I'm looking at timing here too. We are heading for a break. So all of the listeners, you're listening to Saskia on Transformation Talk Radio with Your Soul Guidance and our beautiful guest, Ken Kosica. We talk more about how to create miracles in your own life on a daily basis. So stay tuned.
We're going to be right back.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Saskia Roel, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Hey everyone, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we have our guest Ken Koshia. Ken, you have to help me pronounce it because I have to apologize. I think I said it wrongly, Ken Koshia. And Ken, Perfect. Can you give your website one more time so people know how to connect, and also the upcoming classes of the Silva Mind Method? And I can tell everybody it's the most incredible thing I have done in my life, my whole spiritual awakening. And with that, I mean opening up to my infinite potential, really started at the first class of the Silva Mind Method. And I want to share a few miracles after this little blurb about the miracles that happened in my life because of, you know, applying the Silva Mind Method. Go ahead.
Sure, thank you. Actually, in Boston, in Waltham, we're doing a class June 9, 10, 11, and 12. We call it the four-day immersion. It's the core program. And then we'll be in Connecticut August 25, 26, 27, 28. So it's the last weekend of August in Connecticut and the second weekend of June right here in Boston area. And the website is Silva, S-I-L-V-A, Method, M-E-T-H-O-D, C-T, so Silva Method of Connecticut. And if they just even Google it, you'll find it easily. And
you also have a gift there, or people can when they sign up for your newsletter, they get like a 90-minute, meditation?
Actually, there's a presentation called Creating a Bridge to Inner Wisdom that we're briefly talking about here, and I've done it as teleconferences. So yes, I have an MP3, it's a 90-minute, and I very much appreciate people's interest. And if people are interested, just go on to our website, opt in for the newsletter, and then we'll be happy to send that out to you. And if for any reason you have not received it, then just pop us an email. Our email address is right there on the website, and just remind us that you are a listener of Saskia's show, and we'll take care of you and just send it right out.
Thank you so much, Ken. Ken, as we're talking about, you know, the Silva methods, how we can really learn to create that bridge to inner wisdom and access our infinite potential. I experienced absolutely amazing things, like when you master to go to the alpha level or like that deeper level, it's such an amazing place from where we can create. Can you talk a little bit about that? And then I'll share how the miracle I've created with that.
Sure. It's actually probably the simplest, easiest thing to accomplish. We employ eyelids closed, relaxation techniques, some breathing, and it's just a matter of a little bit of disciplining and getting the body used to being able to relax. Very similar to meditation. In fact, we use what we call a dynamic meditation process. Very similar to mindfulness, except what's a little bit different is Mr. Silva, in his early research, was working with both hypnosis and meditation, and he married the two together, and out of it came what we call dynamic meditation. And initially, you said something that really, Saskia, that I can relate to, that when you first started, it kind of opened a door.
Yeah.
Well, you were asking me before, and at first it was very practical. I'm doing better at school, which is great. I got rid of the headaches, improved the quality of my health. You know, my mom stopped having asthma attacks and improved her health dramatically, took off some weight. And I find that as the years have gone by, it's become a catalyst for my spiritual growth. And it's interesting that when I look at people like Jack Canfield, Wayne Dyer, these are people who are Silva graduates, Louise Hay, Shakti Gawain, some of the thought leaders that we've all come to know and love and respect. And these individuals have often given an endorsement, if you will, a credit for the Silva Method being that spark that got them started. And when I heard you speak, it sounded like the same thing happened with yourself. It happened to me that it's a being able to access the alpha state, which is a sleep-like state that we reach very naturally all day long, not just when we're sleeping, but being able to do it with focus, with direction, being able to do it with conscious awareness. That's really where the value is, and that's what takes time and what takes practice. I'm not talking about a whole lot, but it does take, you know, a little bit of time and practice, and it's part of that clearing the path. In fact, we mentioned about the importance of having a clear intention. Well, a second thing very essential to clearing a path to the higher self and inner wisdom would be relaxation, being able to stay focused and calm, even under pressure, being able to master our emotions so that we're responsive to life's challenges rather than reactive. And once that's accomplished... It seems to be a natural byproduct.
It is amazing when you discover... Yeah, keep going, Ken.
I was just going to continue saying that on these focusing principles, the other point is it's important to pay attention and to practice. Like what you did, I was so delighted to hear you say that you'd sit in your kitchen and you'd practice for hours with what we call caseworking, the intuitive investigation.
Yeah.
Like anything else, it's a skill. And the difference between individuals who are born with intuition and those who become masters and become mediums or intuitives or use it to invent, to innovate, to make better decisions, to, you know, or in their business or to understand their family or friends better. The difference is paying attention and beginning to develop points of reference, paying attention to the distinctions between when we're wishfully thinking and when we're on the money, you know, when we're accurate, when we have reliable insight. Because it can be tricky, because often there are distortions. The ego gets in the way. We're biased with wishful thinking. We're biased within the domain of our life's experience, you know, what we've taught or led to believe to be true. There's a great book written by a neuroscientist called Viruses of the Mind, Dr. Brody, and he talks about cultural conditioning and how it creates like a virus, and it becomes viral, and it just spreads from one generation to another, and it's not founded on science. It's not, you know, but it becomes real and becomes more a matter of culture, like a cultural indoctrination, if you will. And that's part of, I wonder if you feel the same way. I feel such a joy that in recent years, there's so much more openness to this work. There's so many more people doing some really good, solid work. Because in my opinion, we're all on a path to enrich the planet. And that's why I'm here. That's what motivates me after all these years, is that just taking a look at the way things are, that part of the dream and the vision I subscribe to that Jose Silva helped instill in me was that we are far more than what we appear to be. And when we learn to access consciously divine wisdom, we'll be guided. And when we're guided, we'll make better decisions. We'll solve more problems. We'll create more solutions. And we'll help to improve conditions on the planet for ourselves, for our family, you know, for our loved ones, for the community. And it just, if each of us take that kind of action in our lives, it begins to spread exponentially.
I love your story, Ken, and I truly believe myself too, obviously, that it's so important that we be guided from that wisdom within, because then we can make clear choices. And often it's when you're on that path, the guidance will be daring, like how we moved from Holland to America. But that was clearly deep guidance from within, where, you know, I heard the voice of my soul, as I call it. One morning I woke up and it said, you got to leave. And, you know, we have 5 children, and I had a busy healing and coaching practice, and my husband is an entrepreneur. And, you know, long story short, basically we left everything behind. We packed up our things at very little money. We bought a house over the phone in America, and we brought 5 children who didn't speak a word of English. We brought them over to America. We started here. We had no contacts, no nothing. We just had this house where I am sitting right now. And we did it. But it's such an amazing adventure when we start learning to trust. And I have really, and I mean, Silva Mind was the first step for me, learning to trust that inner wisdom, and it's an amazing adventure to access our potential and dive in all the different ways how to do it. And that's why I'm so passionate to be a host on this show, to get from all different angles how to access that infinite potential. And I know for a fact that Silva is such an practical, easy way to get in touch with that. And I love that Silva is getting more and more, you know, in the spiritual realm what exactly we're talking about.
Yeah, it is an interesting marriage of science and spirituality. It's still grounded in a practical sense, with the direction of, you know, how can we access this in such a way that we improve conditions. Yeah, your story is fascinating. I love listening to because that's so relevant. You really touched on such an important aspect of clearing a path to, or creating this bridge to inner wisdom. It's we need to have the courage, or shall I say,
we are heading for a break. You have to hold that thought, because we're going to the break again. This time flies by. I mean, it's break time. So all of you stay tuned. We're coming right back with Ken Kosha after the break.
Dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Thank you.
Hey, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia and our guest, Ken Kosha. And before we go any further, I want to talk with you. If you really want to access that infinite potential, Live Your Dreams, I designed years and years ago this beautiful program, which I sold. And it's about accessing that potential and looking where you get stuck, where you stop, and how to move forward. That program is free now. It has guided meditations. Every Monday, you'll get a soul card reading with it. So if you want to sign up for that, feel free. It's on my website, yoursoulguidance.com. There's all kind of other goodies you can get there. So if you want to take a look, that's yoursoulguidance.com. If you're interested in getting a very deep soul reading, go to the Get Started page. I am still having spaces open. So just check it out at yoursoulguidance.com. And Ken, your website, how can people find you?
Sure, thank you. You can either just Google the SILVA, S-I-L-V-A, Method of Connecticut and Massachusetts, or in short, SILVA Method, C as in Charlie, T as in Tom, SILVAMethodCT.com.
Thank you, Ken. And you were holding that thought before the break. What was that?
Yeah, you brought up something about your move from Holland and the courage that it took and your soul was speaking
to you.
Yes. And that more and more fascinates me because often our soul's always speaking to us. It's just that we don't listen or we don't notice it. And it really takes courage, as you said. So, I mean, just very fascinating. Buckminster Fuller once said, we've got to dare to be naive and let go of the pretenses. And that's best achieved by unlearning some of the past paradigms, some of the limiting beliefs. And it requires courage and permission not to be perfect and a willingness to learn and to change and or to improve. So it's really not rocket science. It just takes accessing that and a little bit of skills, if you will. So we were talking about these focusing principles, and I would add that in addition to what we've mentioned, honesty, avoiding self-bias, you know, allowing ourselves not to be perfect, having that courage that, hey, I might be wrong. And like any other skill with practice, it can be honed, it can be developed, it can be fine-tuned, you know, in time. You know, much like yourself, and it's interesting what you're just referring to yourself too with, you know, with readings. I mean, that just really the sky's the limit.
Yeah, and it's absolutely, and it's nothing else than what I learned 26 years ago in the Silver Mind Method. When I do, and I've extensively, you know, did all kind of trainings in intuitive schools and being a teacher at the Intuitive School of Meredith Young Sowers, and you know, done the Matrix energetic graduation and all that, but it's still all the same. It says is at the basic principle what I learned at the Silva. Actually, I have learned nothing new except, Ken, exactly what you're saying, the willingness and the, you know, the practice and to just learn to listen. It's really nothing else than learn to listen within.
It's wonderful to hear you speak and share your experience. Because I resonate with that, what you're saying. And in fact, I remember Jose Silva, who served as my mentor, and as I worked with him, he was the first to say, I haven't created anything new. He studied age-old principles. He looked for universal principles that were accurate, whether he was studying Eastern philosophy, hypnosis, or forms of meditation, or psychology, from the great, from William James to Carl Jung. And as he began to compile over his 22 years, he began to recognize that there were distinctions, there were unifying principles. What he did that was unique was he organized and he put it all together in a step-by-step approach. In fact, it's so simple that academicians will look and say, oh, it's too simple, couldn't be. And then when they go through the program, they're blown away. The simplicity. And one thing I learned is keep it simple. Mm. And oftentimes it's the simple truths that give us our greatest value. And he also established skills, if you will, techniques, routines that help to establish a sense of control, to help us cultivate a receptive, non-judgmental attitude, which is so important when working intuitively. We've got to be almost like a reporter, subjective and yet objective at the same time, that we're just reporting on what we're sensing, information we're getting, without interpreting it, without judging it, and letting it go through our filters in a way that it comes as clear as possible. And one way to do that, another focusing principle, would be playful. You know, have a playful, fun attitude, and allow yourself to be naive, if you will. And you may be wrong and you might make a mistake, but sometimes we learn more from making a mistake than we do from being correct.
That's true.
Yeah, and we call that a point of reference. You know, we're learning what not to do. It's interesting.
What was the most exciting moment?
Wow, I've had so many.
Keep going. The question I was going to ask, in the Silva, in all your years of Silva, what is the most exciting moment been for you?
I would say that the most exciting moment to me is the feedback I receive from participants, the emails or the phone calls, the results, because, you know, we don't want this to be theoretical or a great idea, a worthy idea. And I think it's to this day, and I just returned from during a tour of London and Rotterdam and Lithuania, and there were people there who knew me from past visits, and to hear about how their lives are unfolding, and one woman who a little over a year has taken off 55 pounds, another man who's an engineer by design, he said, I've been working with Silva for a few years and getting some results, but it's like all of a sudden in the class, he was there reviewing, because people can come back for basically for free, to review the class. And he says, like, everything's just been put together for me. And he sent me a little feedback, an email, telling me about how he's just been able to organize things and get things back structured. He's back in flow. And that, to me, is what it's all about. And that's most exciting. And, of course, the health miracles. Again, I'm not a physician. I don't pretend to be. And I recommend people work under the guidance of your health caretaker. However, it's fascinating, these new emerging sciences of energy medicine, for example, and even doing soul work, how so much of our health and the quality of our health can be attributed to what's going on inside, not just on an emotional level, but also on a soul level. And the implications of that with respect to our past experiences are beginning to speak very loudly. So to me, what's exciting is when people get a handle on that and they really begin to make some shifts and move away from same old, and begin to innovate and come up with ideas. And, you know, like, I remember the story of the Beatles and writing, Paul McCartney writing the song, Yesterday. I never realized it, but he actually came to him in a dream. He woke up one morning with a jingle in his head. And he worked on it for a number of weeks. And it's fascinating how so often artists and musicians, inventors, business people will somehow, some way access a level of consciousness in their dreams or in their meditation or while they're walking on the beach, taking it easy, and have an idea that has such an impact on their lives and society as a whole. That's where my passion is at. Because as I look into the world and everybody sees this, boy, we need a lot of solutions, because so much of what's going on is not sustainable anymore. And what's emerging now are new ideas in the interest and the hopes of creating a more sustainable future, whether it be the economy, whether it be, you know, our lives, our health.
Can you, where we're heading to the end, I love our conversation. Can you give the listeners your website one more time?
Oh, sure, happy to. Silva Method of Connecticut and Massachusetts. That would be Silva, S-I-L-V-A, Method, M-E-T-H-O-D, C as in cat, T as in Tom, SilvaMethodCT.com. And I very much appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Ken. And I want to say to...
I was going to say, my pleasure, Saskia. I'm honored. You know, you've been... I'm honored to be on your show. I'm honored to share with your listeners we've got a lot of great work to do, and it's important. And I would just say to anyone listening to the show, thank you for taking the time even to listen and explore. And if I may be of service to you in any way, give a holler. I'd be happy to see if there's a fit here and we can help you.
That was beautiful, Ken. Everybody, it's silvamethodct.com. This was our show here with Ken Kosha, creating a bridge to inner wisdom. For all of you, if you want to really move forward fast and get, you know, get on that dream and access that potential, go to yoursoulguidance.com. We're going to go off the air now, and thank you, Ken, again. This was Saskia with Your Soul Guidance. Stay with us for the next week. We're back on Wednesday at 9 with Hilary Rubin. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.